Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, along with Barbara Hagerty. How are you?
Pretty good, Dave. How are you doing?
This is great. Of course, if it's the third Tuesday of the month.
It is?
Then it must be Mind Your Own Business.
Already? The third Tuesday of the month? Wow.
Can you believe it? What have you been doing?
I thought it was a week ago I was here. I was in Rocky Point.
Were you? Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell us about that. How was that?
It was stunning. Stunning.
It was stunning?
Yeah.
What made it stunning?
The beach, the water.
What? Is it calm? And what's the weather like out there?
Perfect.
Really?
Perfect. And it was absolutely perfect.
It was perfect. And perfect meaning?
I left at 6 in the morning here, and I was on the beach swimming, having my lunch about 11:30.
Really?
Down there.
11:30? Really? And did you see any, like, whales or dolphins or anything like that?
We're distracted. Do we have technical problems
here
going on?
We might. I'm not sure.
Why is there so many people wandering around
here?
Yeah,
they're wandering.
Yeah,
and
people are wandering around here. There's a process happening.
Yeah, we should we should have someone call in and make sure we're on the air.
What is the process that's going on now? What are we doing? Testing us.
Yeah, let's ask Kurt.
Yeah, what's happening, Kurt?
Oh, we're just checking out some of the light bulbs that have burned out around here. No big
deal.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's the technical crew.
Yes.
It's a technical crew.
I don't hear very well either.
So the light bulbs burned out, the one in the studio.
Right.
How about outside the studio?
Outside, that one's on.
Wow, okay. That makes sense.
So all is well.
All is well. You can hear me. You can't hear me?
No.
No.
Not very well. I can hear you. I can't hear
Kurt. Turn up the volume.
Turn up the volume.
Yeah. Turn up the volume, and
anyway,
that way you'll hear everybody.
Who would think to do that?
That's right.
it's called a process, and that's what this show is about. It's all about process consulting.
There you go.
And there's systems, and one system is where it says level. Turn it up if you can't hear. Am I right about that, Kurt?
You are absolutely right.
Turn up the volume.
Wasn't there a movie?
Turn up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Was that a good movie?
It was kind of funny.
I don't know. Did you see it?
It had its moments, yeah.
So this is great. So let's explain.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about processes. Processes of your mind. No, we're going to actually do
that a
little
bit. We are going to talk about the processes of your mind.
I just wrote a blog that I think would be interesting to people, the 3 easy steps to eliminate frustration.
Oh, wow.
That's like a process.
Yeah.
Sure.
3 easy steps, and maybe we'll talk about that later.
And where is that blog?
That is on our website, breakradioshow.com. That's break, B as in boy, R-E-A-K, radioshow.com. And I think you might like it.
Breakthrough thinking.
Yeah.
Breakthrough process.
Yeah.
Breakthrough sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
breakthrough
have it
to the other side. Who
that's
wrote
right.
that song? Come on.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Breakthrough to the other side. I used to play that in my rock and roll group.
Oh, you were in a rock and roll
group? Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Wow, look, see?
This show's nothing to do with processes at all. It's all about it's all about Dave.
Yeah. We're going to change that name Dave.
He's plugging everything today.
All right, Kurt, you know the name. You know who wrote that song, right? Dave. I wrote that song.
That's your song?
The lyrics took me years. That was the funny thing. And I finally got it. I just didn't know how to spell it.
That's right. You know?
And finally.
You have a very complicated name. It's not an American name, see? So you didn't know if it was
Dave. Yeah.
It is
very
Dave.
Complicated.
No, what's my name? Listen, here we go. All right, who wrote Breakthrough to the Other Side?
No idea.
To the other side.
Yeah, well, you're singing.
Yeah, it's an old Doors song.
Yeah.
So my guesses would probably be Jim Morrison.
Yeah, was that awesome?
Yeah.
You never heard that one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I played that.
I just couldn't remember who.
You know, I'll tell you a story about talking about processes.
We'll have a breakthrough band in
That's
a minute.
That's right.
So here we were playing at not a party, but a big dance or something. I forget, a recreation center or something. Maybe a hotel, I forget, but we were playing.
It was a hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you spell groupies?
That's but anyway, right. Yeah. And a few other things, too, but we won't go into that, you know.
So the point is so we're playing. No, it's called Grey Wedge. That was the name of our band. So we're playing Grey Wedge. One of them. We change it after every performance.
Is that
so.
Something like a wedgie or something? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
So there we were playing in, to all these people, dancing away. And next thing I know...
You were playing to the people dancing?
Yeah. So here's what we... So I look behind us, and we didn't have a... You know, we were alternating a bass player. Our bass player didn't show up, so we were just doing without a bass. But I look behind me, and one of the audience members came up, and they're playing bass behind us, and we didn't even notice.
There you go.
It was weird, and we're looking at each other.
It kind of makes the bass player not really all that necessary then.
Yeah. It was very strange.
What he's not talking about is, you know, he lost his job that night.
That's right.
Because any schmuck can go ahead and play it, you know.
You can't say that word.
Well,
sure you can.
You can't say the word any.
Any?
So... All right.
Dear. Oh, boy.
Okay, so now do we get back to
the
mine?
Yeah, let's get back.
Oh, we get back to the mine.
There's an idea.
We forgot our paperwork. That's what's wrong with us today.
No, no, you have the paperwork.
Yeah, but this is nothing to do with the show. This is just a note to myself.
Oh, it is?
Oh,
that'd be a good book title, Notes to Yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's good. So, Barbara Haggerty, Mind Your Own Business. Tell us what it is.
Mind Your Own Business? It's...
No, don't tell me.
Seven Steps.
She said... Oh, yeah, Seven Steps to...
I walk with you.
Where? Where are we walking?
We can walk together through the seven steps.
Look at Kurt's eyebrows go up.
He likes that.
I like that.
I don't know if she's talking to me or talking to you.
I don't know, but me and Barb just walking around is not too bad.
Wow, especially in Las Vegas.
He likes my sweater.
I do.
Yeah, he does.
And a few other things, but we won't go into that.
Well, this is quite an interesting show today.
I think you guys get me on here just for fun.
No, we turn on the mic and...
And you are one fun gal, what can we say, you know?
Yeah.
We have lots of fun with old Barb, you know?
Old Barb.
Old Barb.
I didn't say old.
Well, you just ruined your chances.
Oh, my God.
Right? Am I right?
Okay. I'm gracefully old.
No, you're not. You look young and beautiful.
I am young and beautiful.
That's how you talk to a woman.
Yeah.
Hello.
But you didn't listen carefully. I didn't say old. I said ole. O-L-E.
Okay, I've no
Hola.
Idea. It's another language. We're going from bands to new languages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
So Barb, though.
He's flirting with me. It's a flirting process.
Yeah. Can we go through a flirting process?
Sure.
Sure.
He's already at it. He started it.
How do we?
I'm just sitting here. What are you talking about?
Well, we should
have a process for business excellence.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does one get?
If I'm the one that needs to bring this down to the
grassroots
level here,
she does.
See, Dave and I can do this all afternoon.
Yeah,
so.
I can.
And often we do.
That's true.
I have to remember why we're here. Okay.
Okay.
So we're back to why wouldn't you take care of your business like you take care of your body?
Oh.
Like you want to be in peak condition?
Nice.
Physically,
sure.
Mentally?
Makes sense.
Spiritually?
Yeah. Emotionally?
Right? Emotionally.
Mutually.
So why not have your business like that?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, why do people don't?
What do you think would be the benefit to that?
Well, no question. If you are in tip-top shape with all your activities within your business, the structure, the flow of information, the flow of delivery to the to the customer, everything is running smoothly, that would equate to major profits.
Yes.
And less stress.
Less stress. And that's important, Barbara. You're right.
Which is also good for your health.
Yeah, less stress would be good.
Less stress. How about more time for yourself?
More time for yourself.
More time for Kurt?
Sure.
Yeah, he's excited now.
Absolutely.
He's excited. Yeah, okay.
More time for Kurt.
So you have more time. What other benefits do you have from that? Lots of benefits to keeping your business in peak condition.
Well, think of the movie The Karate Kid. You know, when Mr. Miyagi was talking to Daniel, and you have to have a well-balanced life. So, I mean, you don't want to only work. On the other hand, if you only play around, then you don't work, then you don't have any money to do stuff with. So your whole life needs to be balanced.
And this is the challenge. This is the major challenge in life.
Oh, sure.
Is to balance your life between work and play and be happy.
Sure.
That's the key.
And make money. Bottom line, no hassle, less drama at work. less personal problems, less sick days. The list
less reaction and more proactive approach.
Yes. And if you throw an NLP technique into that.
Oh, yeah. Man. Wow.
Then we're rolling.
You can't
then
get any better. It. You can't get any better.
And who needs Tony Robbins when we have Dave right here?
Exactly.
That's right. And so what we have here is when you go see your doctor, what happens?
Well,
okay, don't go there.
That's okay.
Don't go there.
Yeah, what happens, Kurt?
They open up a chart for you.
That's true.
Yeah, they open up a chart so we can take a business like that. Well, okay. I have a
Well, what's the first thing they
I have a holistic view of your business. So I kind of look at it as a doctor would look at your chart, and they get all your information, so we do a wellness check.
So that's a great idea. So really that's what you do for businesses, like a
do a wellness
like
check
a health
first.
Business or yeah. a wellness check. I like that better than
a health
check.
Well, rather than you go to, it depends if you want to be naturopathic or medical doctor.
I like the
whether
naturopathic.
Whether you get a sickness check or a wellness check.
You know, you're right. That's very, the starting point is critical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like it a wellness check. It's more positive.
Because if you're looking for illness, you're starting off looking for illness. If you're wellness, you're looking what works, and that's important.
That's right. And so we go through a wellness check and find out what's working on the business so we can keep improving on that.
I like that.
And then we do an assessment first.
So then that's what you do.
That's step number one.
And what is an assessment? What do you assess when somebody comes to you and they say, okay, give me one of these things. What is it?
It's the wellness check.
Okay. And what's part of that
a
wellness
check?
A
typical question would be, is your business for profit or not for profit?
Ah.
Even if it's not for profit, it may not have profit.
Do you know why we ask that? Because people sometimes believe they have a for-profit business, but it's running at a loss.
Yeah.
Well, so that's true. Why are they there?
That's right.
What's the motivation of the person?
Yeah. Why
owning the
business? Are you running a business at a loss? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Now maybe your grandmother left it to you, and so you just have to keep it there.
That's possible. Yeah.
But why not hire a manager and have them make it a profit? And
see, because people don't understand if they hired you, and it turned it from a loss to cash flow and a profit. Wouldn't that be worth it? And it probably would. But people are so afraid to spend more money, even though it might correct their situation, and it could be the very thing that creates amazing life and business for them. But people are very short-sighted often, what I find. Do you agree, Tim?
Well, any time I've worked for a client, I've paid for myself.
Oh, yeah.
You pay your own salary.
Many times.
You paid for yourself.
I've generated enough to pay for myself, or I shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
That's how I feel. Here's another question. How do you measure the success of your business?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's a very good question.
We talked about this last time, too.
And a lot of people don't necessarily measure it as obviously as it may seem to somebody. I mean, is it making money? You know, there's more aspects of a business than just making money.
That's right. Who do you serve?
Exactly.
Why do customers buy from you?
Why do they come to you?
And what is your criteria for success? Isn't that important? I bet if you ask most people, you know, what are your criteria for success, what are they going to say?
What's their criteria for success?
They may not even know.
Well, they'll first think money.
Sure.
Yeah.
Often.
You're probably right.
Often it will be money first.
Yeah.
Business money. It seems to go together. But the overall view, the overall wellness of a business has to be, one of the questions is how much sick time has your employees had off?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have well-trained, happy, and motivated employees? Now, that takes so much stress off you that now you can be more creative.
You know, that totally makes sense.
Oh, sure.
So there's less stress. You know, we don't have sick days to cover. So the holistic view, I have to take the holistic view because it all makes sense. You have a happy person answering the phone. Are we supposed to be watching a light bulb that doesn't go off?
No. It's definitely burned out. I tested it on my talkback button. It's not going on.
What
you're right, Kurt.
Yeah, everything else is on. But
We're sharing all the ins behind the radio show with all the listeners right now.
People love that stuff.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Well, that shows them we're real.
Yeah, we're real.
Yeah.
The real thing, like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, the real thing.
But what's interesting...
So those are typical questions on a wellness check, and that gives a good indication of where the business is.
And after our break, I'm going to discuss, or I'm going to ask you a question, what I think is the most important, one of the most important questions that business owners ask me as a CPA is, how do you find good people? Do you find them? Do you interview them? Where do you find them? Or do you train them? And when we come back, we're going to continue. How do you get a good employee?
Oh, I love this question.
And we'll be right back.
Love this question. What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. I love saying that.
Yay.
Starring.
Do you like my name or like starring?
I like both. Starry night. Remember that?
Absolutely.
He's wanting to sing again.
Don McLean.
We should have a band. Get me a set of drums.
Yeah.
I'll drum with
really?
Him.
You're, yeah. I'm a guitar player.
Oh, really?
And you're a drummer?
Well, I like to drum.
And what do you do, Kurt?
I just sit and make sure you all sound good.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, he...
I bet Kurt can sing like Frank Sinatra.
There you go.
He does
go ahead.
Cut shot. What do you want?
It's like airbrushing the sound.
Yeah. There you go. And see, and I used to airbrush for a living, so...
Oh, you did?
You really?
I did, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Who'd you airbrush?
Well, I did a whole bunch. I used to work at a lab where they did all the pictures for the Cardinals. And we did all the cheerleader shots and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
We should have our photographs taken and have him airbrush it.
There you go.
Do some airbrushing.
We would look really good.
I'm getting pretty good. Yeah.
But then it would give people a shock when they see us out in public.
That's no. Well, maybe with me, not you. You would look great.
That's right. So.
Okay, what was your question? You boys have to behave now.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. The most common question I get from employer groups, my clients as well as other clients, is that the complaint about they can't find good people. It's hard to find good employees.
I would like to answer that.
Okay.
Go for it.
And Barbara, what is the answer?
My personal answer, and from my experience, is this. When you decide you want to hire somebody, first of all, you need to be clear why you want to hire that person. So before you even look for a person, you need to know why you want to hire that person. What does that person have to do for you? So you have to be really clear on the expectations. So
makes
it's
sense.
Not just a job description. It's like I like to do a task list. You know, this is what you want this person to do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, whatever. But get that task list down. So now what that person has you have expectations. They know exactly going in the door, this is going to be your job. And then you have personality. issue. So you want somebody, if it's a detailed job, you want somebody that has an eye for detail. And there's tons and tons, as you know, personality tests and all of that stuff. There's a lot of people who are great interview material or look great on paper, but 2 months down the road, there's a personality clash. So I think it's a good idea to have 2 to 5 people, depending on the size of your business, but have more than 1 or 2 people interview the person who's going to work.
That's a good idea.
Because they're the ones that have to work with this new
person.
Well, there's
personality things, and people ask, you know, you'll ask the same question a different way from, you know, can I just give you a little example of, I did a 10-minute interview for a client for an employee position.
Okay.
And I only had 10 minutes because we got so many applicants that to narrow it down first, we wanted to meet a few people that their resumes look good and do an initial, like, 10-minute appointment.
Sure.
So going right into the meeting, I said, because we've had so many applicants, we're narrowing this down to 10, 15-minute appointments. And I have a few questions. And I was really specific with the questions. And that lady thought that I was rude to her.
Really?
Because she had a different impression. She thought she was coming for an interview and we could chit-chat. And so she had a perception of what she was coming for. And I had very specific questions I wanted to ask her, and I needed 10 minutes time. And that's all the time I had. So right away, there's a personality clash. Not, I wasn't going to be working with her, but if I was, we would immediately start with a personality clash. Sure.
So did she feel intimidated?
No, she felt I was rude.
Because you asked her questions.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
And I find it fascinating. It bothered me a lot. It bothered me a lot because I didn't want anybody to feel that I had been rude to them.
Sure.
And so I talked to a couple of people about it. And it was because I was really, when I'm at work, I'm not at work with you guys. I'm just playing here.
She is playing.
Well, it's good that you're relaxed.
When I'm at work, I'm very focused on what I'm doing. So I do go through step by step by step, and I'm a bottom line person. I really don't need to know how the clock works. I just need to know the time.
Now,
like, I don't need to know how that light bulb gets in there. I just need to know when it's on.
It doesn't matter if it's in there or it's not working.
It means the general public can hear us talk. When it's on. When it's off, I have no idea what's going on. You guys are just like making a secret recording or
there
something.
There you go.
Yes, we are.
We're
and
coming
we'll
back
play
to
it
haunt
on
you.
Tandem camera. Hey, the question I have.
So I think more than one people should. More than one people. Where did that come from? That's really bad grammar.
How you say peoples.
Peoples. Yeah, there you go.
More than one people should interview.
That's a good idea. Good point. Now, I have a question, though. From a communication standpoint, if someone thought you were rude, I would be curious how they define very specifically what rude means to them, because it may a label will mean different things to different people.
That's absolutely.
True. That's
so
true.
What would your best guess be how she defined rude? What would you guess?
My directness, probably. My specific question.
Which isn't necessarily rudeness. It's just being very specific.
I was very specific about a couple of jobs that were listed on her resume, and I wanted to get more information on those jobs to see how they would fit the job that was being advertised for, or she was applying for.
So here's a clue or a comment to many listeners out there. Whether you own a business or not, don't assume a label means you think it means.
Right.
You have to check out what the other person means if they will say a one word or even a paragraph or a sentence description. What does that specifically mean? So rude or intimidation, what does that mean to the other person? Otherwise, you're just going to have to guess.
Well, and that's number 4. Step number 4 is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And if I make a statement or make a request or have an expectation as a business owner, and you're not clear about it, you need to communicate back and say, is this what you mean? Like, how do we communicate? You'll repeat something to me and say, well, let me see if this is clear. Like, what's another expression for doing that? Is this what you mean?
Well, the NLP expression would be this, is the meaning of communication is the response you get. Think about that. If you're not getting the response that you intended, then there's a break in the communication. So it's up to the communicator.
From the beginning.
Or even at the end. Whatever response you're getting, if you're not getting a response that you want, you haven't gotten through to that person. And you got to keep trying different ways. It's called behavioral flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to change until you can. Oh, you like that behavioral flexibility?
Oh yeah, I love that.
See, I saw her.
That's
taking
a yoga.
Notes.
That's a yoga movement.
There you go.
What is that yoga movement? Behavioral
flexibility.
Yeah,
that's a yoga movement.
Behavior is your attitude towards the yoga pose.
Wow, and you do the. I have no idea. Do a triangle pose.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I've done that. That's my favorite. A triangle pose.
Triangle
did you know
pose?
That?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well,
you didn't know that?
He can pose for us later.
Yes, I can.
Oh, I would love to.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our own Kurt saying that. That was not me. I have a reputation to uphold.
Okay, so
what reputation is that?
I don't know.
What was the NLP technique for communicate? What was the first one you said?
Well, the presupposition is the meaning of communication is the response that you get. That means you have to have the behavior of flexibility and the intuition, the perception to know that everyone has a mental map of meaning.
Oh, sure.
It's not necessarily your meaning. So you have to find out how they're responding, and do they take it the same way you're delivering it? And they may not. And usually they don't.
That's one of the basic tenets of being an educator. If you take education classes and if you get good education classes, they're pointing out you got 30 kids in your room. They all do not necessarily perceive what you're saying in the same way. That's why they use visual enhancements sometimes. That's why we show movies. That's why you show film strips. That's why you have videos, you know, along with the book work, along with, you know, example in the classroom. All of those hopefully are going to help bring across the idea that you're trying to impart on the kids.
So you want visual, auditory.
You want to hit all the different
all
sensories.
The different modalities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I was at a business meeting this week, and I was sitting there, and a gentleman was making a presentation, and I said, okay, now I think I understand what you have been saying. Now let me explain what you've been talking about back, and if I can do it to your satisfaction, then I know I'm on the same wavelength as you. And he loved that. He said, great. Now you go ahead and tell me what I've been telling you, see if I can do it. So
I have a question. So
yes.
For example, if a person, so the communicator is the person who's communicating a message.
Yeah.
If I'm communicating a message to a client or Dave.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps going over it and over it and over it. It means that I'm not communicating in a way that you get it.
Sure.
Get what I mean to say.
And the reason, another NLP presupposition is people respond to their experience, not reality.
Right.
Sure.
And so
sure.
That's what we're talking about. Now, which means, Leslie Cameron Bandler said, there's no such thing as inflexible patients, only inflexible therapists. Now, she was a PhD in therapy. Think about that.
Yeah.
That puts the obligation on the person with the most sophistication,
sure,
the communicator, not the communicatee, to make sure that you communicate and you have different ways of communicating to get through to the person you're communicating. Because how many times have you seen two people butt heads?
Oh, yeah.
And they none of them, they're both inflexible.
Yeah.
One has to move to get their point across.
And it's the communicator who should be
absolutely
more flexible, because they're trying to get the message across.
Absolutely.
And that's what they try to teach teachers, you know, kids who want to become a teacher. You take education classes so that you can teach the same subject in different ways to hopefully reach all of your students.
So that brings us back to step number four, Dave, the listeners. Do they realize we have another show, the NLP process show?
No, not yet.
Where we have each step, we add in a business step, then we add the NLP in there. So how perfect is that?
It's very good.
No
one's
doing
this. Because now you
get
the mindset with the process. You know, people will be able to just run their business from home. Can you imagine getting up in the morning and checking in with your business, making sure everybody's floating all right, and and you can relax, have your coffee or tea or whatever you do in the morning.
Go to
for
Vegas.
A walk. Go to Vegas. What is this with Vegas and you guys? Or do you win
you
money
said,
or something?
You said walk, and Kurt wants to walk with you in Las Vegas.
Oh, he does. Well, what about Rocky Point? Can we not compromise? Like, I'm not a big Vegas fan.
No, but you can walk on the beach
with
Kurt.
I'll go for 1 day. I'll go for 1 day to Vegas.
How long at Rocky Point?
We should do the show from Vegas. Vegas. I mean,
road
Rocky,
trip.
Rocky
road
Point.
Trip.
Yeah, let's
road
take
trip.
Can we do it
road
in a
trip.
Different country, Kurt?
Let's
as far as I know.
Let's take a breakthrough Puerto Penasco.
What is that? Puerto Penasco.
Rocky Point.
That's what it's called in Spanish?
Yeah, that's well,
Puerto
that's
Penasco.
Actually what it's called.
You want to go to Puerto Penasco?
Yeah, let's do the show from down there.
How do you
let's
say
do
walk
it.
On the beach then?
Walk on the beach from
okay, there you go. Isn't there a drink called walk on the beach?
Something
or is that
like
something
that.
Else?
I don't know.
No, you know what it is.
And I'll teach you guys, if we do this show on the beach, I'll teach both of you to mind your own business.
There
we go.
And we need that a lot.
So now we've got an NLP, so we've given away point four.
Yes.
To the listeners. So let's invite a listener to call in and see if we communicate it properly out there so they can communicate back to us.
Wow, that would
great
be
idea.
Good. All right.
What would
step
be that
number
phone
four.
Number, Dave?
The phone number, 602-296-3632. 602-296-3632. We should have a call to action. People are
okay,
so shy.
Okay, that's step number four.
I know. Should we?
We have a process for business, and we have an NLP technique.
Well, I'll tell you what. After our break, we'll continue this discussion and tell listeners
we'll
what they
the
might get if they do call in. And we'll be right back with Barbara Hagerty. Mind your own business.
What they might
this is breakthrough
get?
Thing.
Well, you know. Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Hagerty.
You like that?
I like it, and you're smiling, and right,
I'm
Kurt?
Always smiling.
Oh, Kurt's going to depart.
Left us. Okay. Oh, my goodness, we're on our own. What
oh,
are we gonna do?
No. Now, okay. Well, we'll continue our discussion. What was my last discussion?
Let's do...
Oh, what do
we...
Oh,
you said that the listeners might get something if they call in.
Well,
so
I meant
please,
maybe like
somebody call in. I want to see what you might get.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like an assessment that you can provide to
I'm
them.
I'm thinking a wellness check.
Yeah, that's what I'm
for
saying.
For their business, yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? Well, I mean, and how do you go about doing that, by the way?
Just call the
would
show.
It be, do you charge for that, or how's that work?
If they call in the show, there's no charge.
Wow, that is significant. So you would check like a doctor, you would really look at where they can enhance.
It would be like having a checkup with a doctor.
And you could also
for free
check out where and when they can improve, enhance their business. It might be just the very thing that can create the difference between success and not.
No, are you? You're distracted.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kurt.
You're
trying to
at
change
Kurt.
The light bulb. And,
okay.
He's wondering.
So there's
an
NLP technique for that, so you don't get distracted by that. You should
it's called
look
multitasking.
You should look in this direction here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
now I'm looking.
Just ignore him. He's up to him to signal.
We're ignoring him. What's he doing? Okay. Anyway.
I don't know.
So I think that's really important, a wellness check.
I'm happy to do that.
I'll do a wellness check. You know, there's another NLP presupposition, and it is people do the best they can. But in business, that's not good enough. That means they need someone that knows.
Which NLP technique will go with the assessment, for example? What mindset do we want when we're having an assessment done? Because there's a reaction comes with that, and it's defense. It's defensive because now there's questions.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are really distracted. Okay, I'm on my own, folks. Okay, let's go. I'm doing this show all by myself.
The NLP techniques are a couple things. One is state of mind, and that's on my blog today, by the way.
So the state of mind for the wellness check, the very first.
Would be called curiosity. A lot of people, curiosity is a great state of mind. Really asking the questions, what don't I know that if I did know would make a huge difference in my business? If people just focused on those set of questions, what don't I know? And if I did know it, it would make a big difference. A lot of people assume.
I see the light.
Yeah, there's the light. It says that we're on there. A lot of people assume they know it all. And if that's the first mistake, because if they are missing something, there's so much out there, there's so much great technology, there's so many great processes, there's so many great ways to run your business that you have no clue about. And if you don't ever explore that, what are you missing out on? It could be huge. It could be the difference between succeeding and not.
For example, can I give you a question off this wellness check?
Absolutely.
Do you know what goes on inside or behind the scenes in your company?
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that a good question?
That's a very good question. And what would people say to that? They probably wouldn't know what goes behind the scenes.
They have no idea.
And maybe they might define or ask the definition. What does it mean?
They have an idea if they move with the employees, like if they're there on a day-to-day basis. So if they're physically located close to a break room or close where they can overhear conversations or there's somebody will repeat stuff, they might have an idea what goes on in their business. But to clearly know what goes on behind the scenes in their business.
You know, and I'll give you an example. Long ago, I had a client that they were making so much money, they didn't think anything was wrong.
Yeah.
But they hired a real hotshot, very sophisticated executive officer who looked at it and say, wow, even though you guys are all doing very well, you're still leaving millions of dollars in waste.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
So even if you're doing well, don't assume that you can't do better.
Well, what step is that?
Well, that's number... Oh, do I have your... I don't have your checklist.
No, I'm testing you now.
Oh.
That's step number six.
That is number six. Clearly number
six.
Let's say you're
the client.
Yeah.
You're making lots of money. You don't know what's going on in your business. You're making tons of money. And what question was that? How do you measure the success of your company?
Yeah.
Obviously, is money.
That's one way, definitely.
So let's say we go in and do a wellness check on there.
Yeah.
So if you're so sure that everything's going well, then you can still use a step here. You can go to step number six, and that's a quality control point.
Yeah, you can always improve, and that's number six.
Yeah, let's take a look at it, and you can always improve. So now we may jump back up here or to one of the other steps and repeat the cycle.
So we should talk about, or at least label and point out what the steps are, the seven steps of business excellence. One is assess. Two is plan. Three, implement. Four, communicate. We talked about that. Five, report.
Accountability.
That's very important. And six, improve. And seven, peak performance with tangible results. And that's really important. So We'll make a different offer. Another offer. We're going to add. It's like poker. You raised me one, and I'll raise you two.
Yeah, so I threw the wellness check in.
I'm going to throw in, along with your wellness check, a mindset checkup.
A mindset checkup.
Because that is going to be the fuel that really
Perfect.
Controls so much. Because you could buy the best car, mm-hmm. but without the best race driver, guess what? You're just going to have a good car that's sitting around, not doing anything.
Or you don't change the oil.
Yeah.
And or you don't put good gas in the car.
Yeah. But the human element is important as far as the process as well. And so I think that's going to be important. So a wellness. So you're offering a wellness check.
And you're offering a mindset checkup.
Yeah.
So we start right there, and the rest is piece of cake.
Yeah. This could be very valuable.
The
and you could even email us, those who are shy and don't want to call in. You can email. I'll give out my email too, and that way we can capture more people, the shy ones, we should say. So Dave@breakradioshow.com. That's Dave@breakradioshow.com. That's my email, or you can call in 602-296-3632. But you can't pass that up. Wellness check and a mindset checkup. I think every business
That's
should
amazing.
Have that. Well, it is. I don't think many people are doing that. There are assessments out there, but it's so business-oriented. What's unique about yours, Barbara, is it's process-oriented, which is so key to saving time, reducing defects, and saving money. And people want to save money.
That's the step number two, is building the process.
And that is very, very important.
And I want to stress that it's really important to walk through it. It's not something that we write and sell. It's not something we just write up and sell. It's something that's customized. It's something that we, you know, actually step by step work through. And it's a living document. So
very,
we keep changing
very
it.
Very important.
Walking through.
No question about it. So this is very important. So, and you've done this quite a long time, haven't you? And you have a passion for processes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And
my mind works like that.
So, and that's why it's perfect, because that's how you think. It's a sort of a thinking
that's
style.
That's how I think. And what is the NLP for that?
The How NLP thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I would say, because I know processes, that means you like to see the flow of what's going on. It's not like you really see the start to the end and everything in between. So you know if it's going to flow smoothly. You know if it's going to be effective. You know the type of people that it will be effective with. You see the complete picture. Most people don't. They don't see the complete picture. They don't see the end. I always like to start with the end in mind, in fact, and then work backwards and see how I got there.
Well,
there's a lot of ways to think.
Yeah, if we have a business plan, you know, how do we get there?
Very important.
That's one. Now, a lot of people don't have a business plan.
Yeah, and most people don't, or they think they do, but until you talk to a professional about what really is a complete, comprehensive business plan, you don't really know if your business plan matches against the best and most effective business plan. I like to ask people, what do you measure your goals against? I mean, there's some standard. People set goals, but the question is, what do they measure it against? Is it against your own limited belief systems, or limited resources? And if you're measuring and setting your goals based on what your skill sets are, that might not be good enough. You should set it above your self-imposed limitations.
And how does your business measure up to your goals?
Very important.
That you already have there.
Yeah.
Like do the employees know what your goals are?
I think people sell themselves too short.
Often employees have no idea what the business goals are.
They don't.
So are they represented I can tell you a story about in Canada, when I moved to Canada, I was getting my real estate license, which is very different from here. It takes about 18 months and almost a degree course. And my very first broker was a small family-owned business. And he said, before you put my name on a business card and represent me, I want to make sure that you know what I'm all about. And
That's
I never
important.
Forgot that.
That's very good.
Because if you have employees and you have your name on a business card and the employee's name, you want that employee to represent what you are all about, what your business goals are, what your business mission is all about.
And so often employees do not know what the vision, the mission is, and behind the scenes. And I think that's an error. People have to be coordinated and connected. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Hagerty, star of Mind Your Own Business. And this is all about how to improve the processes of your business, along with how to improve the processes of your mind. And we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Hagerty. We're talking about processes that your business needs to have, because if you don't, the default process is no process. It's just random, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and you fight fires, you're reacting, you're not creating your future.
That's right, and people make up their own rules. So what you said right before the break was what?
Play that back.
Remind us.
Well, I can do that. Yeah,
replay. It's like a DVR.
That's right.
Oh, it was. Yeah, what was that about mindset? Processes of your mind. No.
No, it was before the break.
Oh, so what was
you
that?
You searched that because it cycled right back to the
to
interview.
The interview.
If
that's
you're not
right.
clear. When you interview, you ask earlier about interviewing employees.
Yes.
Excuse me.
That's very important. The interviewing of employees.
If you're not clear, and the potential employee is not clear in their expectations, then how do you communicate? Now everybody's off making up their own rules. So
right.
you sit down and decide we're going to do this, this, or this, and it's not communicated properly on paper as well as verbally, I think.
Yes.
Needs
no
to
doubt.
Be both.
Yes.
And maybe on a overhead or something else visual. Like you said earlier, that cycles right down to that. And then you have an orientation with that employee. So now down the road, if they go off making their own rules, deciding how they're going to work in your company, then what?
You got trouble.
You got trouble. Big trouble. And the longer it goes on, the more trouble you're going to have.
Sure.
Because you, now what are you doing? It's an NLP. You're enabling it, right?
That's right. And let's ask Kurt and Barbara a question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Here it comes.
Oh, we're on the spot.
Okay.
Here we are. This is unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Now, the question is this. In your opinion, and ladies first, so we'll ask the question. Absolutely. We'll go to Barbara first.
Absolutely.
Ladies first, okay.
Absolutely. Ladies' choice. Okay. Oh, Kurt's hand is up. His hand is up.
Now,
okay.
Is she going to choose you or is she going to choose me?
No, those aren't the choices.
Oh, is that it?
No.
Okay, those are the choices.
The question is simply, now I forgot the question. All right, here's the question. Is that why, even though businesses logically know they may not be performing in an excellent fashion, why is it they don't take that next step to really learn what they don't know, learn the sophistication of the and best practices of business as well as the mindset? Why do they settle for less? That's what I cannot understand. Barbara, your hand is up.
Fear of success.
All right, we have one fear of success.
And what are they afraid of?
Yeah, what are they afraid of?
Well, they may feel that they're successful because they're in their own business. That's a success in itself.
True, but I mean, why wouldn't they want to, in a sense, do better? Why are they afraid of a larger success?
They need to see results before they spend the money on it. There's many reasons that people don't want to go any further. They're stuck in the drama themselves. They're attracting whatever's inside themselves. They're attracting that around them in their business.
Hmm.
How about the comfort zone has a false sense of security? What's familiar is what people sort of gravitate to. If they took a big chance to, not even a big chance, but just jumped out of their comfort zone to learn something that is much greater for them, that would make all the difference. But people, I think Barbara, you're right. I think it's some type of fear of the unknown.
Well, I think that's the same thing. Getting out of your comfort zone is a fear.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh my goodness, let's get in, see what's going on.
But you see, you have to do that. If you think about it, when I was in business, I had some great teachers, very similar to a lot of the things that you talk about. And they said for all the businesses in a given year that get started, within 2 years, half of them will be out of business already.
Mm-hmm.
Of the next half, so that leaves you one half of the businesses in a given year. It's, even when I didn't say 100 businesses, 50 are still around after 2 years. In the next 2.5 years of that second 50%, you're going to lose another 35%.
That's right.
So if you can just survive the first 5 years, you're already ahead of the game. But you're not going to survive that first 5 years unless you get out of your comfort zone. Get somebody like you who kind of opens up their eyes and say, you're not doing all bad, but you know, you could be doing better. And if they don't want to, then it goes back to one of your questions. Why are you even in business in the first place then?
That's right. And it's not a fearful thing. And it's not, you know, I'm not bad to work with.
You're delightful to work with.
I have fun working.
Yeah,
I really, enjoy my work.
Yeah. She has a passion for it.
I have a passion for it and focused on it. If, you know, people that don't have fun with me working are taking it way too seriously.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it works. It doesn't have to be, I don't have to show up stressed out to be doing a good job.
Absolutely.
That's not what makes it a good
you're
job.
You're focused, you're directed, you know what is going to be best for the client.
And I honestly don't have a tolerance for certain things, and that's just experience.
Sure.
That's experience. And even 20-something years ago, I didn't have that tolerance. Originally it came from my grandmother, my parents. There's just a certain level of acceptance that I have for non-performance and no accountability and no responsibility. So if that's not there to begin with, I think that's the wrong match.
So sure. You're saying you have, let me make sure I understand, you said you have zero tolerance for poor performance, basically?
Yeah. If you understand your role.
Yeah.
So we have to go back to that communication point. If I communicate properly the expectation I have of you, In the role you're going to play in my business, and we're upfront about that, and then you don't perform, what choice do I have? Did you give me a choice?
That's a good point. So it really goes back to take
goes back to me in the first place. Yeah. I have to communicate it properly first.
But there's some industries, zero tolerance is acceptable. I mean, totally acceptable. How about airplanes?
You
know, flights?
A lot of places. probably 100% of business, there's some kind of tolerance for non-performance.
Which is unfortunate because that the wasted dollars, the waste, it really spins the firm, the company, at a lower level.
Well, and now I'm not being critical when I say I have a low tolerance for, I say low or no tolerance for that, because I'm not doing a good job for you if I see it and tolerate it. I have to say to you, hey, Kurt, this is, don't have, if you have tolerance for this, you're enabling that.
Oh, sure.
Somebody else will see it, so you have to enable it with another person.
So you would have zero tolerance with Kurt.
Absolutely.
No. I love him.
I know. But his performance, it would be zero tolerance.
His performance is so good. He's very focused. Look, he's always looking at me. Every time over there, he's watching me.
Look, he has performance anxiety now. Look at the poor guy.
That's why I'm paid to do.
Oh, he's paid to do that?
Oh, my gosh. Now you tell me.
Dave makes sure I'm alert, and he pays me well.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Well, we won't tell him our conversation earlier. Oh,
yes. Okay. No.
He'll be mad.
Uh-oh. Now we're in trouble.
Are you two going out again?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. You know, don't even invite me.
I like walks
we
on
have
the
a
beach.
Free
I like sunsets.
We have a free Starbucks card.
We do?
I got a Starbucks card over here. You want
one?
Do? I got one.
Sure,
can you get me a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we
really?
Like Starbucks.
I could.
Get me a vanilla latte, 9-pump, no foam,
nine
skinny
pump.
Vanilla.
Yeah,
9-pump. Not 8 and not 10. He wants it 9. He can
tell. I go on the Starbucks, 43rd Avenue.
Okay, we're at number 7 already. Peak performance on 9-pump.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Kurt likes, peak performance. But shouldn't that be the goal of most of every company? Peak performance with all your employees?
Why in the world would you want, one of the questions I ask once, and I don't think it's on here on your notes, but I have a few ideas of why do you have a business? Did your grandmother leave it to you?
Yeah.
Did your parents expect you to take it over?
That
you know,
can happen.
My son works with his dad.
Yeah.
And the reason he does that is his dad has, and I hope he's listening to this. I'm sure he is. But his father has, from he was a little child, made sure that he was aware that he was going to take over the business.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's affected his whole life.
Well, does your son want it, though?
And he'll take it over very successfully, and he'll be a success
at it.
Does
he like it, though?
But I don't know 100%, because I think it's been so, and I'm the free spirit.
Okay.
So I want him to grow in his own way, in his own direction, but I can see that was going on.
Well, Barbara's son, call in right now.
Do
we want to listen.
His name is Dave,
learn.
By the way.
Not Dave.
Yeah, his name
does
is
he have
Dave.
A song named after him, Kurt?
I
bet
have
he
a
does.
Song named after him, yeah.
Yeah, I bet he has. This is for Barbara's son.
There
we
go.
So, really? So you named it, is that your older son?
No, he's my baby.
He's your baby?
He's my only boy. I have two girls.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that was a process.
There you go.
Girl, boy.
Oh, I thought you meant the process.
We're not allowed to talk about that on the show, Dave, and you know that.
I know that.
That's the Starbucks visit.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, what do we have, about a minute or two left?
Okay, we're back to why do you have
2 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, what do you do best in your business, Dave? Now, let's put Dave on the spot.
Yeah, put me
this
on the spot.
This is on-rehearsed question for Dave and Isaac.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you do best in your business, and how do you... Should I repeat that?
He was snoring. That's what he was doing.
What do you do best in your business?
This is what I think I do. I think I hold the place for the greatest possibility for every client. In other words, from a mindset standpoint, I'm always thinking there's always a way. When clients think, hey, things are over, they don't work out, you know, the economy's down, I keep the space of possibilities and opportunities, find solutions that will propel them to excellence.
Ooh. Fancy answer.
That's a tagline. Yeah. He rehearsed that.
Good?
That. Yeah,
no,
he
I didn't.
That.
I, that was improvised.
That
right?
was really good.
You, give me some
that
knuckles.
Was, that was really good.
You like
give
that?
Him a jingle. That was good.
That's got to be a commercial, right?
That's a jingle, yeah.
That's a jingle.
That's a jingle.
Jingle.
That's
bells.
Good to stay. You know, I don't pay attention to the economy, really.
I don't either.
Because I don't think that it's good to put that in my space, in my head.
I totally agree.
I think if every single person, think about this as a process. Every single person on the planet looks after their own sense of excellence in their own environment.
It would be a better planet.
Can you imagine that?
It would be
world
great.
We would live in.
And we're at the end of the show, Barbara Haggerty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How do they get in touch with you?
They get in touch with me through Dave. They get in touch with me at 602-750-4518.
Okay, well, you
can
email me.
Or you can call any
too.
One of these two guys in the studio. They'll know where to reach me.
And see you at 3 with the Business Innovation Panel.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Coalition, Phoenix.